Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're just running on fumes? Like your mind's a hamster wheel spinning out of control. Today we're diving into something super important, taking care of your spirit. Because let's be real, folks, life throws a lot at us. Stress, deadlines, social pressure, that constant scroll through doom scrolling, it all adds up. And if you're not actively nurturing your spirit, you're essentially running on empty. Think of your spirit like a high-performance engine. It needs the right fuel to run smoothly and efficiently. Ignoring it is like putting cheap gas in a Ferrari. Eventually, things are gonna sputter and break down. But when you take care of your spirit, man, that's where the real magic happens. You become resilient, adaptable, and focused. So what does taking care of your spirit even look like? Well, it's not all about meditation and burning sage, though those things can be helpful. It's about actively choosing activities and practices that nourish your soul and bring you genuine joy. It's about finding meaning and purpose beyond the daily grind. It's about connecting with something bigger than yourself, whether that's nature, art, music, community, or even just quiet contemplation. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start caring for your spirit. First, cultivate gratitude. Yeah, I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can make a huge difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already present. You start noticing those little moments of beauty and joy that often get overlooked. Second, prioritize experiences over possessions. Sure, material things can be nice, but true happiness comes from the experiences we have, adventures, shared laughter with loved ones, learning new things, exploring different cultures. These experiences create memories and stories that enrich our lives. Third, make time for your passions. What lights you up? What gets you excited? Whether it's painting, playing music, hiking in the woods, or writing poetry, carve out time to pursue those passions. They fuel your creativity, inspire you, and remind you of what truly matters. Fourth, connect with nature. Spending time in nature has been proven to reduce stress, improve focus, and boost overall well-being. Take a walk in the park, go for a hike, sit by a lake. Just being surrounded by the beauty and tranquility of nature can do wonders for your spirit. And finally, practice self-compassion. We're all human, folks. We make mistakes, we have setbacks, we struggle. Be kind to yourself during those tough times. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion that you would offer a close friend. Now, picture this. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, like your brain is about to explode. You've got a million things on your plate, deadlines are looming, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. That's where taking care of your spirit really shines. Instead of letting those negative feelings take over, you take a deep breath. Remember that grateful feeling from earlier? You think about all the good things in your life, your loving family, your supportive friends, that cozy cup of coffee you just enjoyed. You head outside for a quick walk, soaking up some sunshine and fresh air. And then, you come back inside feeling calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle whatever challenges are waiting for you. See? Taking care of your spirit isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to face it with resilience and grace. It's about finding that inner strength that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with clarity and purpose. So, remember this. You deserve to feel good, both inside and out. Don't neglect your spirit. Take those steps today, practice gratitude, pursue your passions, connect with nature, and treat yourself with kindness. Your future self will thank you for it. And hey, if this resonated with you, share the episode with a friend who could use a little clarity boost. Leave us a review, let us know what you think in the comments, we love hearing from you. Until next time, keep that spirit strong and shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.